episode 4 of Keep It Real with Elena Christina. Welcome back for another week. And I'm here with my old coworker, Ashley, but she is more than just my old coworker. She is Yiddies on TikTok, your favorite. What up, Yiddies?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, and she has 449,000 followers on TikTok. That's literally insane. Like, when I first met Ashley, she had 60,000.
I think I had, like, just hit the 50, 60 range,
yep.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't even think that, honestly. I was back in February. I was at 30,000, and then I had posted a video, and that I jumped to, I want to say, 70,000 at that point.
Wow.
So at the time we met, I'm pretty sure I was at the 20-30 range.
Wow. Yeah. And now you're sitting here balling out.
Almost at half a mil.
Almost at half a mil. What's up? And she is widely known for her episodes called Fat or Cat, where she exposes guys on whether or not they actually like plus-size women based on their followers list. So how did you come up with that?
So there is this group on TikTok called Party Shirt, and they do fact or cap, or they do like hacks and they check to see if it's true or not.
Okay.
So at the time I was like, well, I need a new type of content because I was trying to move away from my Tinder messages and dating. Tinder banned me.
You know. Tinder, whoa. Tinder banned you?
Tinder banned me. A dude reported me. I don't know why he reported me.
I feel like we're gonna have a lot of details to get into with this.
Yes.
But I'm gonna start off with my segment that I have every show. It's called Pass the Question.
Okay.
So basically every guest I have on asks the next guest a question.
Ooh.
So the question that my last guest asked for you is, what's your favorite Jersey Shore bar?
I can't answer that because I don't go to the Jersey Shore.
Okay, so not the Jersey Shore.
But if I were to choose, like, bar or club, does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, if I were to choose a club scene, it would probably be either the Lobby or Barcode.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I've never been to either, but I heard they're, fun.
I preferably don't like the Jersey Shore scene.
Okay.
I've been to DJs a couple times.
Many Tonys and Vinnies down there for you.
It's not even the Tonys and the Vinnies. It's the unts.
Oh, we don't like the unts.
I can't.
Like, if you know my brand, you know I love the unts. I'm there fist pumping all day.
I can totally do it for a little bit.
Okay.
But I can't do my entire night.
So what's the music that you need when you're out?
I like, hip hop.
Okay. All right.
Some Caribbean.
Okay.
Some Afro beats.
Okay.
You know? Some Hispanic music.
Okay. But how me and Ashley met was at Rutgers football. So shout out, because I wanted a shout out. What up, video department?
Jeremy, T, Robert, and Durham.
Yup. Hello. You guys are important too. We got to bring you on the pod. But yeah, so we met and we actually didn't know that me and you both did TikTok.
Yeah.
Until a month or two in. Yeah. And then you were like, I see that you make TikToks.
And then the crazy thing is we went through your TikToks and I.
Yeah. Before I even knew that anyone went through my TikToks.
This was in the office and I'm looking at one of your videos and I'm like, wait a minute. I definitely have seen this video on my For You page. It was one of you by your pool, and I think it was that Italian remix song.
Oh God, I've talked about this every single podcast. My I'm Italian video, jeez,
yes, that with your murder me in the background too.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
My cringeworthy, literal throw up worthy Rebecca Black video. That like, literally, that was my It's Friday. Like, I'm not even kidding.
It was great though.
Thank you. And then I think you were coming up with your Tinder stuff and everything. Like, I saw you, and then we were like, all right, we see each other.
Here we go.
And now we're going to support each other, even though we have two, like, widely different
types of content.
But we got each other's back.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. So let's talk about your name, Yiddies. How'd you come up with Yiddies? Like, where did that name come from?
So I have big old titties.
All right.
And one of my friends, he just came up with the name Yiddies one day, and I didn't really use it at first, but then when I went onto social media, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to change my name to Yiddies.
Right.
And so I changed my Instagram to Yiddies. And then when I made TikTok Yiddies. So that is how Yiddies was born.
So now you're just Yiddies.
I'm just Yiddies.
I love Yiddies. No, I love the name. Like, I told them, I was like, I told the guys here, I was like, yeah, I have a girl coming in. Her name is Yiddies. And everyone was like, Yiddies? I was
Yiddies
like,
with a Y. Like, that's how you got it.
Yeah, Yiddies with a Y. But like, the thing is that like, it sticks out. Like, nobody has that name on social media.
Yep.
And that's why it's special. So, have you been noticed yet as Yiddies? Has anyone been like, oh my God, that's Yiddies?
One time recently,
okay.
I was working at my bowling alley job, and it was actually my birthday that day. So like, I went in, I'm like food running, and I dropped food off at this table, and this girl had a really cute top. So I was like, oh my God, like, where'd you get your top from? She was like, Amazon, like, wasn't that expensive? I'm like, okay, bet, like, I'm gonna get it. And then she goes, wait a minute. Aren't you that girl from TikTok? And my first response was, no.
Yes, you are, though.
And she's like, wait, isn't it your birthday today? And I'm like, yeah. So that was the one and only time I got recognized in public. But I will say, all of Rutgers football has found my TikTok.
Oh, God, all the football players.
Not even, like, the players, the PD, like, player development, some of the dudes, like, they'll come in the office and be like, I saw your TikTok, like, someone sent me your TikTok again, and I'm like, yay!
Oh, no! And then it's like, yay, but you're also like, I wish you never saw that.
Please
forget that you ever even, that's how I feel about it, too, because I'm like, I don't want anyone to know that I'm on social media. Exactly. I don't know why, but
and
I just
crazy,
don't.
Because, like, I'm so comfortable with, you know, posting my videos out and 450,000 strangers knowing who I am. But when someone I know comes up to me and is like, I saw you on TikTok, it's like, no, you didn't. You didn't see
If you
me.
Did, you didn't.
It was my twin.
Shut your eyes.
It was my twin. I promise you I have a twin.
No, I feel the same way because it's like, I don't know why it's like an element of like being embarrassed for me, but like, I just like, I don't know. Like, I want that part of my life to be private.
Yeah, even though my whole life is on the internet.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's really fine. Talking about your niche, how did you brainstorm for Fatter Cap? Like, how did this come about?
Fatter Cap, honestly, it kind of just happened. So the first three videos that I made for Fatter Cap, I didn't even do what I normally do, the green screen and come on the screen with the Capri Sun.
Right.
I did a voiceover. So the first three videos got good traction. So I was like, okay, let me try something different. So then that's when I did the green screen and walked onto the screen and just gave out my commentary and have at it.
Okay. So what was the first video that like went viral? Can you remember like which was the one that you're like, okay, this works. I'm going to keep having episodes and seasons with this.
I would probably say the fourth video. It turned out it was a cap. But that video had hit over like 200,000 views.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I think this is something I can, you know, continue to do. So I kept doing it. And I want to say the 11th or the 12th video reached 1 million views. So I was like, okay, we are going to ride this train until it stops.
Wow. So what do you like see it slowing down anytime soon? Like, how do you feel about it?
So me right now, it's actually kind of crazy because I don't want to stop Fatter Cap, but
you shouldn't because it's literal genius. God's work.
I'm not going to.
Right.
But I do want to start doing more than besides Fatter Cap.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing lifestyle. So like,
okay, I like that.
Like hauls. Like,
I like
plus
that.
Size clothing and just more relatable plus size content. I also kind of want to do like a live segment where I bake because I like to bake.
Right.
And that's something that I've kind of like just hidden for a long time because I was living out alone, on my own, but with 10 other people in a house like on College Ave.
Right.
Know? So I never really had the space, but now I have my own space. So I kind of want to try something like that. And, That's where my mind is going. But Fatter Cap will stay forever.
No, it can't go anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
It literally can't. If you go watch Yiddy's, her videos, it's at YIDDIEZ underscore. They're the funniest things ever. Like, even though, like, I would like to consider your videos, like, doing work for social issues, because I really would, because it's giving a platform for, like, you know, spreading awareness about plus-sized women, but you keep it so funny. That's the beauty in it. You keep it hilarious.
I really try to.
Like, it's hilarious. The crazy thing is,
with all my videos, I don't like to do a skit or anything, or write anything down.
So you just put on the camera and go.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, you're like, so that's talent right there.
Honestly, I have to thank all my followers, because they tag me in everything they see. If you could see my mentions on TikTok, it would, like, it's ridiculous.
It probably stresses you out.
Because it's like, really. No? I will turn my phone off and just be like, it is what it is.
Right.
But the first couple videos, I searched them out, and then they just started tagging me in them, and I was like, you know what? Okay, here we go. This is it.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I like it, because then it gives you the content, you know, like, it's like, all right, what video am I going to do today? Let's see what my followers have mentioned.
And
me
normally, like, what I'll do is the video that has a lot of tags in, that's what I'll usually do my next video on.
Wow. Yeah.
I posted a video the other day, and this dude, I gave him a fat, but proceed with caution, because he wasn't following anyone.
Okay.
But I had went
a fat but proceed with
because
yo, you're hilarious again.
Because I went through his videos, and like, you can talk the talk, but if I don't see any receipts or anything,
right,
I'm not gonna believe you.
Right.
So he had posted a video of him hanging out with one of his mutuals who was thick. And then he had another video. There's this girl, she does this segment where she goes on people's lives and asks if men will date big women, and she'll screen record it and then post it.
Oh, I
so
love
she
that.
Posted he posted that. So part of me wanted to give him the cap, but he did have receipts and he did like thick women, so I gave him the proceed with caution.
I love
and
that.
I made a video, because there was over 1,000 tags of at Yiddy's. Yeah.
Dude, that's fame though. Like, you realize that? Not. No, it is.
I'm a it humble is. Servant.
Okay, all right. I won't gas you up. Fine. I will sit here and gas you up though, because, like, dude, that's crazy. You know it's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah. Like, a year ago, I would have never thought that, like, I'd be in the spot right now, like, where I'm at with all the followers I have, the content that they want me to push out. Like, I would have never thought this would happen. Like,
no, want to know why it amazes me? This is really why it amazes me, because you were sitting there in December looking at me like, yo, how do you get your views consistent? You asked me that exact question.
That was my biggest problem, because at that time, I didn't even have a specific content. I was just saying things that came to my mind.
Right. Like,
things that I thought were funny that I thought people should know. And maybe one out of 10 would probably do well. And at that point, my only goal for TikTok was to have at least one video a month that hit over 100,000 views.
Right.
And I was okay with that. But then when Fatter Cap happened, like, I was consistently 40, 50, 60, 100, 200, like, 1,000 views. And it was surreal. It was weird. So I started it back in April. And from April to, I want to say, June, the rate at which I was increasing followers was astronomical.
Oh, my gosh.
In April, I had about 77,000 followers. In that, like, 3-month time span, I, like, quadrupled. Like,
that's
insanity. My goal for my birthday, which was in June, was to reach 250,000 followers. A week before my birthday, I had hit 250. So I had hit 300 by my birthday. And it was like, I was getting like 20,000 followers a day. I didn't understand it. But
so now I'm kind of sitting here like, Yiddies, how do I get more consistent views? Honestly, like, literally, though.
I honestly, they say to, you know, use your analytics to see the best time your followers are on. But, like, I was doing that, and it wasn't working for me. So right now, the only thing that I kind of really do consistently is I post after lunchtime.
That is
the only consistent thing I do. Because after lunchtime, like, and usually during lunchtime, people are on their phones.
Right.
And, like, you know, that 2 o'clock slump, you're over it.
Right.
So I won't really post in the morning unless, like, I have something that I need to say. But that's the only consistent thing that I've been doing.
And I think that's the most important thing with it, though, is you just have to stay consistent.
You really
There's, like, nothing else, you know what I mean? It's, like, consistency and believe in the plan. That's
it. Honestly, because I never thought that I would get here. But here
And now you're here.
Here we are.
Like, I'm so proud of you. No, I mean that so sincerely. Like, I'm proud of you. What motivated you to make the TikToks that you do? Like, where was the, where was the motivation?
Honestly, it was my followers just constantly tagging me in the videos.
Okay.
And they were like, we need your opinion on this. Like, cause I'm not going to follow him until I know if it's fat or cap. Like, people will comment and say, oh, I liked his videos and I followed him. But then I saw that you capped him. So I went back and unfollowed him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is crazy.
So you're just like stirring the tea on social media and you're sipping it like Kermit the Frog. Like, you're like, got the Brist tea in the studio. If you can't see, she has Brist tea right here.
I wanted to bring a Capri Sun, but I am not going to endorse Capri Sun until they endorse me.
They have to endorse you. It's on every episode. Every like, what is this? Episode.
First, it started off with water. My first like 10 videos, I had this fancy wine tumbler, and I would just put really cold water, and everyone would be like, what are you sipping on? And like, I would never say. But then one day I like started drinking Capri Suns, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna do Capri Suns. And at one point I had a name badge, like my work badge.
Right.
So I would have the work badge and the Capri Sun, so it was official. But now it's just the Capri Sun. So.
Yeah, but Capri Sun, hello. Hello, if you're there.
Are you watching?
I love this.
Hey guys, this is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And when you're me and you have to be on camera your entire life, you want to look your best. I need to tell you guys about Lashes by Kayla. They're my go-to for magnetic mascara, liner, and lashes. That's not all. Kayla offers eyeshadows, lippies, plumpers, blush, and more. This entire line is the first of its kind to market. The formula is vegan, cruelty-free, and hyperallergenic. Shoot Kayla a message on Instagram at lashes_by.Kayla or visit shop.ToryBellCosmetics/KaylaCosmetics.com.
So your followers motivated you to make the videos that you do, but what's the message that you're ultimately trying to spread? Is that like a really a lot of pressure? That's a question.
It kind of is a lot of pressure. I think because a lot of my content is plus size women.
Right.
I think the biggest message that I want to bring is that I just want everyone to be comfortable in their own body, whether it's in your dating life or your regular life. Like, you are that bitch. You are that bad bitch.
I love that. No, I really do, because I feel like every girl has struggled with how they look
exactly.
In the mirror. Every single girl.
And like, one thing I do want to emphasize, because I get a lot of hate for this, for skinny shaming in my
really
yes
so okay
when the whole body positivity movement went out on TikTok, skinny shaming became a thing because skinny girls felt left out. And it's like, we're not saying that your issues aren't real, because I have not met a girl that doesn't have some type of
every single girl does. I can tell you right now that
their,
I do
with
yeah.
their body or anything. Every girl has that
of
problem.
Course
but when it comes to skinny girls, you are the beauty standard.
It's true.
You are the conventional beauty standard that what everyone usually goes for. So I just want big girls to know that you are also the beauty standard.
You're gonna make me cry. I'm gonna start sobbing right now.
Stop, please don't cry.
No, because it's no,
my
it's
Gemini
true
tendencies
though.
Will just watch cry.
I feel like though I'm somewhere in the middle. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not the skinniest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I feel like my body is like, I could be a small, medium or large.
Yeah.
And that messes with my head all the time.
It also has to do with like the clothing industry as well.
Of course.
I saw this video once of this girl who was, I think she was like a size 8 or a size 10, and she tried a bunch of different 8s and 10s from different brands, and some of them they fit, some of them they don't, and it's, where's the consistency?
Right. Like,
where is it?
I'll tell you right now that, like, when I order Shein, I mean...
Shein gives me, like, I love Shein, don't get
right,
me wrong.
Right.
But, like, their sizing
is, it doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense at all.
No, like, it doesn't.
I'm normally, like, a 2/3X, and I'll buy something. I bought a dress that was a 2X, and I thought it was going to fit me. That shit was so tight. And I'm, like, trying to put it on.
It messes with your head when you're like, I don't know what size I am.
It really does.
Like, it's like, what am I? I don't know. And, like... And then it's, I have like other friends who are, you know, skinny as anything, and they're like, can fit in anything. And I'm just like, I could be even an extra large too. It doesn't, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. It's like, I could be anything. So that's why I really appreciate what you do, because like you have the guts to put it out there to talk about it. Cause people don't want to talk about it.
They don't.
So talking about your frustrations with TikTok, because you told me, I literally just got a text message from you this weekend before I saw you at Bolero. Which was super weird.
I know, right?
That was super weird timing.
I'm walking and I'm like, I know that girl.
It's me.
That is Elena. And I'm like, I'm going to tap her. I don't care who she's talking to. Hey, girl.
I loved it. But so you texted me, you're like, I'm over TikTok. So like, let's talk about that.
At that moment, I had just posted my most recent fatter cap, and the video was climbing. I was at about 30 or 40,000 views, and I put my phone away because I was working. And when I went back to go look at my phone, it said that they removed my video for community guidelines for bullying and harassment, and that I was banned for 3 days. And
so this was this past weekend.
This was this past weekend.
Wow. Okay.
So I,
can you tell me what video it was? Sorry to cut you off.
It was my most recent. So I did a fatter cap on this dude, and I think maybe it's just his type of content where he screams at people.
Okay.
And he was saying that he liked big girls with stomachs. That is what he said in that video. So I did my commentary. I said, just based off your following, it just seems like a lie. And I get lots of comments where people are like, well, what does my following have to do with who I'm attracted to? And I'm like, it doesn't have to do with who you're attracted to per se, but you'll want to see the type of content or people of the things that you like. And if you claim...
That's a fact right there.
If you claim that you like big women or comedies or cooking or whatever it is, you're going to find things in that person's following of the content that they like. But don't come on the internet and say that you like big girls when you don't, when we're already being used for clout.
So explain that to me more.
So
being used for clout.
People will say on the internet how much they like thick women,
right?
Bigger women. And in a lot of instances, because I've experienced this too, like guys will like us at night. Guys will like us just for sex.
Okay.
But, like, you won't ask me to go out during the daytime. You won't introduce me to your friends. There was a video that I did. I had stitched to it. This guy, he was trying to be funny. And I forget what the audio was. But it was him climbing out of a window. And, like, the caption on the video said, when your friends catch you sneaking out of the big girl's house.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And it's, like, it's shit like that. Because, like, guys really do that.
That is horrifying to think about, though.
It's terrible. And I know a lot of girls experience that, but like from my experience as a big girl, I've experienced that countless times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, again, something that just messes with your head. And it's like, there's something...
Because like, listen, I know I'm a bad bitch. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, you are. You know you are. Come on.
I'm the baddest bitch.
Right.
But when that shit happens... like over and over and over again, it's like you start to like question yourself, like, is it me?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing that I'm getting, like, this is all that I'm attracting?
So I'm the type of person that I wouldn't call myself like the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always play hard to get, because that's just my game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Always playing hard to get.
Period.
And then as soon as I do whatever with the guy, dropped.
Yes.
Dropped.
Yes.
Goodbye. Done.
Yes.
He used me for whatever he wanted me for. Yes. And then I'm no longer of his use anymore.
Yes.
And that's something that throughout college, that was like the darkest thing for me. Cause I was like, oh yeah, like I'm, you know, I play it like safe. Like I don't do it right away just because that was an insecurity of mine though. It was like not like me wanting to like take, I guess, pride in who I like and just doing it right away. Mm-hmm. And then when you wait and then like
you
think you're going to like hook him in or something.
Exactly. And it don't
and you
work.
Still get dropped.
Yeah.
It don't work. They it don't really care. Don't.
I remember last summer I had talked to this dude for a little bit. This is when I had started saying my dating stories. Like this story blew up too. So I had talked to this guy for like a short period of time and we went on 3 dates. The first date we went and got drinks near me. We smoked a little bit, like it was cool. He tried to kiss me in public, but I was like, that's not my MO. Like,
right.
Don't do that.
Then, we don't like any PDA over here. You keep that to yourself.
Hell no. So then the second date, I went to him. We went somewhere, got food, went to the park, walked around. I let him kiss me, like, you know, cool, whatever. So then the third date, I figured that he was going to make a move, and I was okay with it. We went to a drive-in movie theater, and I was like, all right. I know what's going to happen tonight. I'm not an idiot.
Right.
We're watching a horror movie. Like, and I explicitly told him, I was like, I hate horror movies. He's like, that's okay. We're not going to watch it. I'm like, all right.
All right. Say less.
Say less. So we're in my truck because I have the bigger car and we're like laying there and we're like making out. We're not watching the movie or whatever. And he had suggested that we like, you know, progress. And I'm like, I'm not doing that in front of a bunch of kids. This is like a family.
You keep it classy. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you. Keeping it very classy. Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way.
And like, I would have if we moved somewhere else. Like, we could have drove somewhere else. But he was like, I'm going to go use the bathroom. I was like, all right. Got up, left. I haven't heard from him since.
What?
Left me at the movies.
Shut up. Were you in your car?
I was in my car.
Okay, I was going to say. So he just left you.
We had met up. At the park that we had went to for the second date. And then we drove to the ShopRite that was right next to the drive-in movie theater. He hopped in my car and we just drove there. So he just walked to his car, to the ShopRite, and left.
So it was kind of like, you weren't going to give him anything. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens to me too. It's like, if they don't get anything from you, they're just like, wipe my hands clean of you. I don't need you anymore.
Exactly. And it's like, ugh. And what makes me mad, because I talk to older men.
Okay.
So when I experience that type of shit with older men, it's like, you're a grown ass adult. Why are you acting like this?
Right.
If you have an issue or a problem, address me, come to me as an adult. You're just going to walk out and leave and not say anything.
Like, just
I'm
say,
eventually
you know what I mean?
That you left.
Right.
Like, it was.
And I'm sure you would have been even more okay with him, like, stating what his intentions were, you know?
I would have respected him a lot more if he had just said, hey, I'm looking for this, and it seems like you're not, so, like, I'm gonna dip. I would have been mad in that moment. I would have been sad in that moment.
Right.
But I would have respected you more of as a person. Now I think you're a bitch.
Now you can't even own up to what you just did. Like, you just ran away for no reason.
You're an actual bitch, and I can't fuck with that.
No. I can't either. I don't think anyone can. So getting back on track is me and you.
I know.
Me and you can veer off all the time. But so how do you overcome being banned all the time? Going back to you being banned.
I just honestly keep posting. I try and be careful with the wording of the things that I'm saying so it doesn't sound like I'm bullying. But I think the way TikTok does their bans is that it's a robot that just sifts through all the videos.
Okay.
Because I had a video taken down from February, like last week. And it was the most random thing. The video was taken down for adult nudity and sexual activity.
What were you doing?
I was wearing a crew neck.
Are you kidding me?
It was the dead of winter. I'm in my car. You can only see like the top up and I'm wearing a crew neck.
And they took that down.
They took it down. So then I tried to appeal it and they wouldn't give it back to me.
Meanwhile, some girls are like half naked.
I had another video from when I was in Mexico. It was like me in that bathing suit with the gold and everything.
And you look sexy as anything. Like I know exactly.
Bitch, yep. Like a bad bitch, yep. With my Alberto.
Love it.
And they banned it for distribution of illegal goods. And I'm like, but what am I?
What illegal goods? Your boobs?
That's what it is. I think it was just my boobs was too much.
What?
And so
that's another issue, though. This is another problem. Like, it's like your boobs are too much, but.
And like, I know a lot of plus size content creators that they'll post. Like, this happened to Lizzo, too. She posted a video of her in a string bikini, and they took it down.
I remember this.
For sexual activity and all that stuff. But it's like, there are children on this app who post half naked. There are groomers and child predators on this app that have platforms. And they can post, do whatever they want, still get paid for their content. But here am I, a lowly servant, a lowly plus size woman, just trying to get her message across, and my shit gets banned.
That is, there's no words for that. It's just kind of like, who is sitting here with the little like puppet strings and is just picking and choosing what they want to take down?
Because last week and like this past month and a half as a whole, I get banned at least once a week. And it is like, I'm a little nervous and a little scared because like, I took the time to build this platform and connect with all these people. And I'm afraid that TikTok is just going to shut my page.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they would.
You think so?
Yes.
I think there's so many creators out there who do like actual bad things and still have their platforms. I think you're fine because you don't do anything like, you're not saying anything, you know what I mean?
The rate at which that I'm constantly getting banned is what will cause the page to be completely terminated.
What about the haters? How do you
deal
with those?
They're my motivators.
Oh, okay. Okay, I love that.
Honestly, I said this in one of my videos. I grew up in a first-generation Haitian household.
Okay.
And anyone who grew up with foreign parents know how strict foreign parents can be. My parents were my first bullies. I will tell
you. Oh, so we're mine.
I will tell you that right now, okay? So
I still get bullied.
Exactly. Exactly. So when people comment things about my weight or just comment things that they think that will make me mad, it's like, you are a stranger behind a keyboard. I don't know who you are, so I don't care who you are. And also, at the same time, you taking the time to write out that negative comment is still pushing the page out.
Right.
People don't realize that. Like, you can comment all the stuff that you want, but when you comment, you're pushing people's page out onto the For You page. So
exactly.
You think you did something, but you didn't.
Yeah, you're actually making you more famous and blowing you up
exactly.
more.
Exactly. Like, it's people are trolls and people are stupid.
Yeah. And honestly, like every time I get a negative comment, I've talked about it on my podcast before, but I'll get like fake Italian. This girl's so annoying. Yeah. She needs to shut up. Yep. She needs to die. Like stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? Had I like went into this thinking I wasn't going to get hate comments, then maybe I wouldn't be able to deal with it. But I know
that it's the internet, you know, you can't please everyone.
No. Then I want to talk about, you know, the haters that are the guys that you give a cap to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably the ones who report your videos, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So have you ever had any like interactions directly with them?
So the most recent one, I made my video and then he made a response video. And it was just 3 minutes of him just digging himself in a hole.
Oh my God.
What was he saying? Give me the tea. I can't even remember, but he was saying, at one point he said, "You're not thick. You're not a thick girl. You're a big girl." Like, I'm like, okay, I already know
my
that.
Jaw's on the floor.
But like the crazy thing, my favorite part was when he said, he was like, "I don't discriminate. I like skinny girls, big girls, tall girls, short girls, white, black, Asian, Mexican, any race." And I'm like, since when was Mexican a whole race? Like, And I'm sorry you can't differentiate race and ethnicity.
And also, if you love every girl, then why did he come at your neck and call you a big girl and not a thick girl?
Exactly. But then the funny part was that at the end of his whole rant, he was like, I've been with big girls, not my thing. So I'm just like, okay, but the whole point of my video was to tell you that you don't like big girls.
It's called Fatter Cat, buddy. Read the title.
And then one time I had this one dude. It was mad weird because he had followed me. And then one day out of nowhere, he had just posted a video about me. And the one comment he said, he was like, you look like a bag of potatoes soaked in water.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. That's really nice. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, really, what is wrong with people?
Honestly, people hate themselves. So they just take it out on other people.
And they're reflecting it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. Right. A lot of projection. A lot of, you know, a childhood trauma going on there.
A lot of trauma that you need to deal with. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'll be your temporary punching bag, but I don't care.
Right. So we've been talking a lot about the negativity. Mm-hmm. But since you have a lot of positivity going on,
yeah,
what's the positivity that your followers have been giving to you?
Just like their comments and just the nice things that they say to me. Like, I will say it is a confidence boost to go through my comments and to just say, like, people like, oh my God, like, you're amazing, you're beautiful, like all this stuff. And I don't want to sound like a narcissist. I know I'm a bad bitch.
Oh, like, of course you are.
But, like, when people are, like, saying it, it's, like, that constant reassurance. Like, I love it. And I love all of them.
Aw, I love that. But before we go, and I had so much fun with you.
Me too.
Like, literally, we talked about so many important things.
Yes.
Like, we did, and we laughed.
Couldn't tell. I was nervous before
this. No, you did so good. You did so, so good.
Nervous. I was like, should I have, like, prepared anything? Like, should I have, like, TikToks in my head?
No, or, like, no.
Numbers in my head or anything?
You were great. You were great.
You did amazing.
We're all getting...
Like, this...
We both,
this is
we
you.
Both killed
you
it.
You are in your element right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're in your element. You're killing it. We're just going to sit here and gas each other up.
Period.
Yep, that's it. But before we go, I'm going to end with my segment.
Okay.
What is your question for the next guest? I can't tell you who they are.
It could be any kind of question.
Any kind of question. Okay. I know, it's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. Like, any kind of question. Like,
any kind of question.
If you could be any superhero, who would it be and why?
I love it. I love it. So you will hear the answer to that question on next week's episode. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of Keep It Real with Elena Christina here at the Chop Sports Network. I'll see you guys next week.